on ACB Radio's main menu. This is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And greetings to you once again. This is Don Coco from Sacramento, California. Welcome to my part of the main menu today. And I've been playing around recently with a great program. It's called Text Aloud MP3 from Next Up Technologies. And here's Mary to give us a demo of it.
Hello and welcome to ACB's main menu. My name is Mary and I am one of the Microsoft text-to-speech voices. Don has asked me to share a new program with you called Text Aloud MP3. The program reads any text you'd like it to read that's copied to the clipboard so you can have it read email or web pages or any text. Let me explain some of the options available. When you first install Text Aloud MP3, it will open with a setup screen. There are 5 tabs. The first tab is clipboard. You can tab between fields. As Don is using Window Eyes, he will have me describe the options from a Window Eyes perspective. The first option when you're in the clipboard is a checkbox that says Watch Clipboard. This option watches for text that is copied to the clipboard. The next box using the tab key is an Edit box that says Ignore Clipboard, if less than 10. This is how many lines the clipboard will see before it begins to copy to the Text Aloud application. You would probably want this number fairly high, as you wouldn't necessarily want me to read one or two lines, but you certainly can change this value to whatever you'd like. The next box is a checkbox and it says Prompt to Copy from Clipboard. It flashes up the dialog box, if this is checked. If the box is unchecked, then text is copied to the clipboard in the normal manner. The next box is an Edit box and it has a number of 3 in it. This number refers to how long the copy clipboard dialog will be displayed on the screen before it disappears. The next box is a combo box and it has 4 settings. The top setting is new, which means any text that is copied to the clipboard is new text. If we arrow down, we have append, which means that text will be appended to previous text. We also have cancel and remember. Don looked at their help and they are slightly vague on these 2 options. If you continue to tab over, there is a custom control and a radio button that says default or random. This is for voice selection. There is also a checkbox that should be probably left unchecked that says automatically speak new text. If this is checked, anything copied to your clipboard will be spoken. The next tab says favorite voices. This has a list box of voices. Only the Microsoft voices are supported. You can arrow down through the list box and you will see Mary and Mike and Sam and so forth. You can then tab over and there is a test button so you can hear what the voices sound like. There are 2 buttons and they just say button, and Don is not sure what either of these do, but he believes they are for excluding voices. The next tab is voice edit. This is where you adjust the pitch and speed of the voice. They unfortunately are custom controls and Don tried without success to reclass them. Don believes the first one is speed and the second one is pitch. Using the home and end keys, he was able to hear the differences, but these are not easy to work with. Again, there is a test button so you can hear the changes. The next box is file options. The first box is a radio button and it can be set to either .wav or .mp3, so files can be written to either format. You can tell it where to save the output files. For example, Don has them saved in C, downloads.lib. The final tab is miscellaneous and here is where you can have Text Aloud MP3 start with Windows and some other options. There is a good help available in this program and also an audio help available. Once you have finished setting up Text Aloud MP3 the way you want it, just close the window with Alt F, for, as there is no OK. To read text, press Ctrl F6 and to stop text reading, press Ctrl F10. In the settings area you type Alt F and you will get this idea of a file menu. Under the file menu we have Tell a Friend and Exit. If you right arrow, the next menu says Toolbar Checked, and if you arrow down it says Options Panel Checked. The next menu arrowing to the right has several options. Watch Clipboard is checked. Single Article is the next option, if we arrow down. This means, as you copy text to the clipboard it will change. Multi-Article is the next option and this one is for appending more than one article so you can copy, say, one piece of email to the clipboard and then go to the next piece of email and copy that, and when you ask Text Aloud MP3 to read that, it will read both articles. The next option is Audio Device and you can use this, If you don't want to use the Microsoft Wave Mapper, but they don't recommend you change this, unless you're having trouble. The final option in this menu is the pronunciation editor, where you can change the pronunciation of words either by typing in the original word and sound alike or specifying it by phonemes. If we arrow to the right, we have read aloud control F6, read to file control F7, pause control F8, skip control F9 and stop control F10. The next menu to the right is the audio help menu. If you hit return in this menu, the description will be read aloud. They are introduction, about single article mode, about multi-article mode, and about voices, and the final menu is the regular help menu with the regular contents and about box. You can right-click from the sys tray and get these options or double left-click to bring up the tooltip window, as this program minimizes itself to the system tray. Dong gives this program real high marks for its ease of use. The only problems were the custom controls for the pitch and the speed. It does appear that you cannot adjust the bitrate for writing to WAV or MP3, and Dong feels it's using a fairly low bitrate. It's okay for probably taking on the road and reading, but it does appear that the files will be fairly large, even though the MP3 file is supposed to be compressed. All in all, Dong is pleased with this program. Here's Dong now to give you further information.
For further information, you can go to www.nextuptech.com. That's www.nextuptech.com. They only want $19.95 for this program, and I think it's a worthwhile buy for sure. It seems to run very fine on my Pentium, as you heard, so it should work probably quite well on your machine as well. So check it out. At least download the demo. Have some fun with it. It's fun to play with. And I've got to honestly tell you, I did not record Mary's voice and save it as a WAV file with his program, because the bitrate is fairly low and it would have sounded garbled for this program. I actually used Total Recorder here. I'd like to thank you very much for listening, and I'd like to thank everybody for all the great email I've been getting from people who say that they really enjoy what we're doing here at the Main Menu, and your kind comments really is an inspiration to each one of us to continue the work that we're trying to do for you. Well, that's it for this time around. So on behalf of the Main Menu, this is DJC at acbradio.org, thanking you for listening. See you next week.